Boy, TJ, that broadcasting school's really paid off. Glad we could isolate TJ burping out Kirby. Thank you. Did you see one of your students?
No. He went to Eastern.
Yeah. Oh, I also want him to come back in here Friday and tell me I'm crazy that Michigan had a real shot in that game, and here's the game plan.
Okay. You know what the weird thing about it? David, give me 2 seconds. Jansen, USC. Desmond Howard, USC. This guy actually picked Michigan.
Lord Sparty.
When Desmond reluctantly, USC. What was that, Des?
USC.
His soul was leaving his body like diarrhea.
I'll give you, yeah, you get the full
No,
credit.
But here's the deal, brother. I'm not proud of it.
No, you are.
It was just, no, I'm not. It's just, it's the absurdity.
You had the Ufer horn.
It's the absurdity of a fan base who is so verbose and so entitled and just indignant to criticism after one loss to Texas, acting like they're fans of Miami, Ohio. It's just crazy. But the difference is they don't watch the games. Oh, USC beat LSU. Have you looked at LSU? Give me a break. They don't have a running game. I'm not telling you it's pretty. And yeah, you're a service academy. It's what it's how you're going to have to play. Do I think Orji could get better? Yes, he has to. But this'll set a floor.
So if I had the breaking news sounder, Mike is saying Orji will be up for the Heisman. He will be in New York this year.
Nailed it. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Joe, 97.1. Joe, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mikey B. How you doing, Rico?
Good. What's up?
Hey, real quick about Michigan State, I know it's not on the docket, but, like, you know, what's he blowing up on these 50-yard passes? I don't understand why Childs, you know, this kid's 18, 19 years old, throwing 55 yards, 60 passes. There's no kidding. You know, he's getting 3 interceptions, right? Or whatever it was the other day. Like, that was bad. And I believe it on the OC.
Wait a second. Joe, hold on. Now, here's your problem. If we're going to give Lindgren credit for scheming guys wide open, and we're all excited when they run the touchdown play, you can't knock the OC. The fact that they were on the road in a driving rain and scheming scrubs wide open. We were down four of our top 5 wide receivers. Joe, I'll let you get to your main point, but see, this is why I saved this for tomorrow, because I'm very annoyed.
Yeah, I'm
pretty sure Aiden Childs borrowed Brady Hoke's iPad, because it ain't plugged in. What is on that iPad that you're looking at? Because
no headphones.
It's so bad. He could have thrown 6 interceptions.
Hey, Mikey B, was it Foster Jr. that dropped the ball in the end zone? That was terrible.
That was Nate Carter, team captain. Do me a favor. You got married? Go on your honeymoon. Don't need you. Get out.
Catching up in football.
Get out.
No, you're exactly right about that. No, but I just... I'm irritated because, you know, again, I talked to you guys last week. I'm sick of, nobody wants to talk about Michigan State because it's all U of M, go blue, yada, yada. And that's fine. And they won their game. But as far as Michigan State, I'm like, you know, this team, gee, you know, that guy was wide open in the air. He drops the ball.
I know.
You know, I'm at a wedding. I'm 42 years old. I'm at a wedding. I wanted to kill myself.
Okay, now hold on. All right, okay, now okay. let's not. Right. That's not
funny. No, not really. But you know what I mean.
I hear you. I just listen, Joe. I promise you, if you're listening tomorrow or you use Odyssey.com Rewind, it's going to be a feature because I have a solution for all this. But it also shows you why I hate the sport. I shouldn't be that upset at an 18-year-old, but the fact is he makes more money than anyone who was in the stands in Chestnut Hill. You want the money? Take the expectations. The guy's out there playing like Stevie Wonder.
Here's the funny thing about it, guys. He's a calm one. Because when he called me on Sunday morning, I was more upset than he was right now.
Truth.
Mike was like, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I, what?
I rewatched it and I'm like, oh my God, I've counted six passes that could have been intercepted. Six.
Yeah. One was an interception because two Boston College players collided with each other. So, no. That's why I'm laughing, because he was the calm one.
I didn't have my coffee yet Sunday morning.
So coffee makes you... No, you were calm. Like, okay, wow, Mike is very...
You know what it was? Resignation.
I was like, wow, that was personal growth. Like, yeah, I was just livid that night and hearing all types of excuses. Like, you can't make that excuse. I'm sorry.
No, there's no excuses catastrophe.
Into the, right, I'm not into the participation trophy.
No, and the point is, if you are inaccurate, that's a growing pain. Hey, there was a guy open, but you checked it down. Growing pain. Hey, you want to run too much because you're not patient enough in the pocket. Growing pain. When you are handing the football to the other team, there are two safeties there. What are you looking at? $1 million, my balls. Yeah, stop throwing interceptions.
The final play of the game, you threw into double coverage.
Look,
I'm thinking maybe he's smart and he's throwing it out the back of the end zone.
No.
Wait, he caught that.
Look,
game over.
I tried to be patient early on and I go, okay, we got the Maryland game. We're going to play Prairie View. We're going to see some improvement here decision making wise. Rico, you are so fortunate as a fan that Boston College outfits their players with hamburger helper mitts instead of gloves. Because if they
Did Nate Carter borrow those?
If they had functioning hands, they intercept six passes.
Yeah.
It's untenable. He throws a second interception against Ohio State, you bench him. And you say, listen, love you. Lord knows the check cleared. But you cannot keep killing us as a team captain.
Yeah.
Some of these throws are heinous. And we'll get to it on tomorrow's show. Let's just go to Mac. Now I'm pissed. Ridiculous. Mac, go ahead. I'm sorry about that. Welcome.
Hey, no worries. Mike, just wanted to say first, congrats on Malik Nabers. He looks awesome. And at least Daniel Jones isn't as worse as Deshaun Watson. So
you know, the big winner was Big G. My dad had a moment of joy yesterday, and I'm very happy before Dak comes to town and drops a bomb on us.
Oh, well, I mean, you can't have it all.
No, you can't.
But anyway, so I want to talk about the Lions. Like everyone said in the first half, that offense looked great. My concern was, you know, again, the second half, it just appears that they seem to disappear, that not make the correct adjustment. But I'm not worried about it. At some point, they're going to have to make these plays, which are plays you need to make in December and January. They're not making them right now. I think that's something they fix in the end, but
yeah,
you got to point it out. It's something that's got to happen.
Yeah, no doubt. I just think as long as the defense is playing really well, I'm willing to be patient because I'm seeing it league-wide, Mac. The product is horrific around the NFL offensively right now. Do you know there's a historically low total of touchdown passes through 3 weeks?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, no, it's factual. I'm telling you.
Super sloppy.
It's awful.
But thankfully, that secondary looks super improved. Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch look like they could be a problem for the coming future for a lot of teams. Hopefully, Branch is okay. That looked devastating at the end of that game. And just one final point. Maybe I'm a lunatic, but I heard the whistle on that broadcast at the two-minute warning, and I think Goff did too. If you see the replay right after he throws it, he's like, what the heck, guys? Like, I thought the play was stopped. I thought everyone on that broadcast was a complete idiot, and the refs behind Goff are morons as well for not hearing the whistle. I thought I heard it on the broadcast.
You did hear it.
I don't know if anyone else did. But
no, you heard the whistle. My point was they shouldn't have blown the whistle. That was a live ball. Now, listen, Mac, you got a break. I'm not holding it against you. And guess what? I'm happy you caught the break. I want to win games. But, Mac, that was a live ball. It's the truth. So, I mean, it's
a dub. We'll take
it. You take it. And how many times have the Lions gotten boned and the league didn't even buy you dinner? The league just put the money on the nightstand. You deserve that, okay? You're mm-hmm. good. You take that. You take that call.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a live ball.
That was.
That was. And God, I felt so bad because he thought the play was he got murdered.
Right. He was praying like, no, it was a whistle. It was a whistle. I think I heard it.
Okay, you did. Please, God, let there be a whistle. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls.